This is Journey's End, one of the few remaining routes out of Russia. Two trains a day run from St. Petersburg to the Finnish capital, Helsinki. It's a service that has seen a five-fold spike in bookings since the start of the war in Ukraine.
I'm not sure we are coming back in like 1 or 2 months because we are afraid of staying in Moscow right now. Anything could happen. We are afraid that the borders might close. We are afraid that the economy might not recover. Many of our friends left Russia. They went to Georgia. They went to Dubai.
Airspace closures have created bottlenecks for Russians with the means to leave. Hundreds have queued at the border with Latvia. A seat on the Helsinki train can mean an onward flight to anywhere in the world, but tickets are hard to come by. These trains were running at 20% of capacity before the start of the war. Now they're fully booked, with around 500 Russians arriving in Finland every day. Some are returning to Russia too, but the numbers coming into Finland are set to rise.
So now we are just, want to add one more train per day, starting from the next week, so we're just negotiating about that. We want to keep the train traffic open, that people can travel from Russia and, of course, also back to Russia if they have some reason to travel.
On the platform, few of those we spoke to were actively emigrating. Some work in Finland, others are seeing family while they can, or getting back to homes abroad.
That's the only link left, for people to go to relatives, and it's a terrible situation. It's like somebody is dead in your house. I'm 50% Ukrainian, 50% Russian, so for us it's a huge tragedy.
While that tragedy continues, it's Ukrainians who need a safe haven here and elsewhere in Europe, as the number of refugees approaches 2 million. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera, Helsinki.